En koffer hier meer snel zijn. Maar het is allemaal staan, want het is de dolde goed niet kunnen. Toen de dolde zo raad op het terug achter me. En dan springt dan van vreemd achter van mij. Maar toen dolde ze gleden. Ze gleden Madonna en Oshawa.
Ries.
En die palet. Melat. Melat. En tot is ziel. Ziel. Не та німські обшари, чорні батони. Ротиста права вовк. Красно.
Радіска згодби о людих, ті устварює дух часа на радіо студент.
Lepo pozdravljeni v nocojšnji izdaji oddaje Zeitgeist. Nocoj bomo govorili o Beppeju Grillu in njegovem gibanju 5 zvezdic, ki je na predčasnih parlamentarnih volitvah v Italiji prejšnji teden v senatu osvojilo 3. mesto s 24% glasov, v spodnji zbornici pa s 25% glasov postala kar največja parlamentarna stranka. Vse to je predstavljen velik šok za Italijo, in hkrati tudi za EU, vendar pa mu zdaj kritiki in tudi v bistvu zavezniki predvsem vse zanima, kako bo izgledalo prevzemanje odgovornosti, glede na to, da je Grillo bil do zdaj poznan predvsem kot komik in zabavljač, zdaj precej vržen v to resnično politiko. Poslušamo torej, kako jim odgovarja Grillo.
Una bellissima cosa, avere una un senso di responsabilità.
Taking responsibility is a marvelous thing. We want to, but we're talking about citizens voting for other citizens who will enter local parliaments and the national government. Our country is almost economically ruined. We will take on responsibilities, but we will also say we're not magicians. But let's see what we can do. I've toured all of Europe and met young people that have left Italy. There are millions of them. They're educated with MBAs and they say we cannot come home under these economic circumstances. But they are almost in tears as they speak. We should give these people a chance. If we start to bring people rather than parties into the national parliament, if we elect specialists in energy and transport, in waste, if we bring citizens to the national parliament who have a real and daily relationship with the community, then I bet our well-educated young people will come back to Italy. After Romania, we have the biggest diaspora in Europe. We export well-educated people and import less educated workers.
Questi qui tornano immediatamente. Siamo il popolo più emigrante dopo i rumeni d'Europa. Esportiamo laureati, importiamo manovalanza per l'edilizia. My life is yours
and now because. V nocojšnji oddaji bomo govorili s filozofom, sociologom in prevajalcem Albertom Toscanom, ki je zaposlen kot redni profesor na University of London. Najprej smo ga vprašali, kaj si v rezultatu volitev in Grillovi stranki oziroma gibanju misli on sam.
I don't think that what is being proposed by Grillo to the extent that there is a proposition is really particularly hopeful or effective transformation conceptions of democracy, and mainly because it's a very idiosyncratic attempt to try to transfer or translate the modes of communication that one might encounter in social media and the like into political practice. So there's a kind of fetishism of the forms of interaction and communication of social media, and it has a very clear result, which is a very strange idea of organization. So the idea that we have to completely obliterate the party form and create a form of democratic organization, a democratic representation that is simply based on the aggregation of individual opinions over individual issues. So that's one particular element. So just as a symptom of this is the fact that Guillo, in part, is refusing to participate in the formation of a government because he wants to argue that all of every single decision will be decided in this manner, which of course becomes kind of, at least in the Italian case, constitutionally impossible because you would have to vote confidence in the government to even begin to participate in this.
Naš drugi sogovornik nocoj pa bo Ervin Hladnik Milharčič, politični analitik in novinar. Njega smo za začetek vprašali, kdo je po njegovem mnenju glasoval za Grila in kakšno sporočilo s tem pošiljajo.
Ljudje, ki so glasovali za Grila, so, jaz mislim, glasovali zanj zato, da so izrazili globoko, ampak to bo zares intimno globoko prepričanje, da tradicionalna politika ne more rešiti nič v njihovem življenju. To tako so meni razložili vsi, s katerimi sem govoril. In hrati so si postavili vprašanje, ali je Grillo politika. Odgovor, ki so si ga dali, je, da je dovolj politika, da bojo lahko glasovali zanj, ni nujno pa, da pričakujejo od njega, da bo reševal njihove probleme. To, kar pa vejo, je, da tradicionalne stranke so s tradicionalno politiko Italije potisnili v brezizhoden ekonomski in družbeni položaj in da nimajo niti ene formule rešitve za to situacijo. To, kar pa Grillo ponuja, je praktična zvolilna skrinjico, ukinitev moči tradicionalnih strank, ukinitev politike kot poklica in vdor v parlament ljudi, ki nikoli v svojem življenju niso opravljali političnega poklica in vstopajo v parlament kot predstavniki družbe. Zdaj, kako Grillo definira družbo, je spet vprašanje zase, ne? Ampak tam nastopjajo poslanci, ki so avtomehaniki, pač računovodje, učitelji, karkoli, pač iz običajnih poklicev, ki so se odločili, da bojo vstopili v politiko z namenom, da onemogočijo delo tradicionalnih političnih strank.
Grillo sicer precej svojega uspeha dolguje uspehom, ki so jih njegovi kandidati poželi na lokalnem nivoju v preteklih 3 letih, odkar obstaja njegovo gibanje. Župan Parme, recimo, ki je član tega gibanja 5 zvezdic Federico Pizzarotti, je bil tako v preteklih letih eden najbolj opazovanih politikov v Italiji, tudi zato, ker je med predvolilno kampanjo dal kar nekaj obljub, ki pa jih potem ni držal, oziroma niso bile v skladu s socialnim aspektom Grillovega programa. Tudi v tem Alberto Toscano.
My impression is that it would be relatively easy to either to reabsorb aspects of it within the everyday running of things or for it to collapse under the weight of its own incoherence. I mean, where in many ways it's a party which has aggregated a number of issues, many of which are perfectly valid and even worth subscribing to, like demand that Italy have some form of reddito di cittadinanza or kind of social wage or higher forms of benefits, with other positions, including very dubious statements, at least made in the past, about immigration and about, you know, Italian work for Italians kind of type of arguments. You know, and a kind of vision of, let's say, if one wants to use a term of economic and social policy, which works fine at the level of pointing out that the way that the government has dealt with the crisis has been extremely objectionable and extremely subaltern to a whole program, you know, perhaps hegemonized by Germany and by various financial interests. But it hasn't been able to, and it not just has been able, it's unwilling to produce anything that would be recognizable as a political program. So what it has is a set of, you know, is a set of policies or a set of issues, but that's not really articulated into a project. Of course, that's what allows it to have an electorate, which, as far as one can tell, includes, you know, disgruntled voters from the far left all the way to, you know, relatively right-wing forms of electorate.
Poleg tega mnogi interpretirajo glas za Grila tudi glas proti EU in proti politiki, ki jo je predstavljal Monti, bivši premier. Zanimiv odziv je bil recimo po volitvah, ko je Monti šel na obisk v, že potem, ko je doživel velik poraz in bil četrti, je šel v Evropsko komisijo, kjer je doživel pa stoječe ovacije, kar na nek način kaže ta razkorak med voljo ljudi in v bistvu željami Evropske unije, ki je Montija sprejela kot junaka. Kaj Italijani sporočajo EU? S tem svojimi glasovi smo vprašali Ervina Hladnega Milharčiča.
Monti je prišel v italijansko politiko, rekoč, jaz nisem politik, ne, jaz pač operiram številkami, ne, sem profesor. Ne. In po pol drugem letu vodenja italijanske vlade, kar je bila politična funkcija, ne glede na to, da je Monti govoril, da je tehnik, nema politik, ne, so vse številke proti njemu. Se je zmanjšal GDP, se je povečala nezaposlenost, se je zmanjšala socialna varnost. Ne. Tako da Monti na svojem lastnem teritoriju je propadil, hkrati pa je dal, jaz mislim, Evropi zelo jasen signal. V Evropski uniji, v njenih najvišjih političnih vrhovih, lahko pride do konsenza, da je nekdo dober politik. Ne? Ta konsens nima nobene zveze z voljo volivcem. Ne? To endorsement Evropske unije ne velja več, vsaj v Italiji, ne? Ne? Kot argument, da je nekdo lahko spodobno opravlja svoje delo. In to, kar pa Grillo ponuja kot svoj program, jaz mislim, da tega ne gre imati preveč resno. Grillo je ponudil eno drugo govorico o politiki. Ne? In to, kar zdaj izsiljuje od italijanske politike in od evropske politike, če hočete komunicirati z mano, ne? Poskušate razumeti moj jezik. Ker vaš jezik ne pove več prav veliko. Ne?
Kljub povedanemu in v bistvu precej nekonsistentnem programu, ki ga ima Grillo, pa le ta ustraja na dojemanju volitev kot izbire najboljšega programa in ne postavlja v spredje oseb. To je prvo pravzaprav vsaj, kar se njega tiče, paradoks, saj se njegova stranka v bistvu deluje bolj kot blagovna znamka, z njim kot nekim stand-up komikom. Poslušajmo pa, kaj o tem meni sam Grillo.
They still don't know how to react to what is happening. It's not a political revolution, more like a cultural one. The real leader is the movement, and the movement's program, rather than any physical person. People should start voting for a program, not a person.
Darwin nima prav. Ne, 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 ne. Človek ni eden, človeka sta dva. Eden panzira a drughi garra. Ne 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 darvini ma prau. Kako usedlo in že je gospod, drug se rodi in ostane od spod. Ne 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 Darwin nima prav. Na veji opica sedela, bilo je v davni, davni dni, in zeha tam, ker nima dela, in se ozira dol po tleh, a v travi palico opazi. To je orodje pri moj duh. In ko iz drevesa dol se splazi, in s palico si služi kruh. Ne 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 Darwin nima prav. Saj na sosednji rogovili je opica številka dve, in čas se ji prav nič ne smili, saj z njim začeti kaj ne ve. A v travi palico zagleda, to je špacir štok, ni hudir. In že na tleh je ta soseda in s palico gre na špantir. Ne 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 Darwin nima prav. Ne, 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 ne. Človek ni eden, človeka sta dva. Eden ma puf, drugi mošnjo zlata. Ne 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 Darwin nima prav. Eden rodi se za čast in oblast, drug za trplejne, ki božja je mast. Ne 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 Darwin nima prav. A zdaj vprašanje se postav, a zdaj vprašanje se postav, kdaj bo imel ta Darwin prav?
No, po tem poučnem štikalcu Frana Milčinskega Ježka nadaljujemo z nocojšnjim Zeitgeistom, v katerem govorimo o Bepeju Grillu in njegovi stranki Gibanje petih zvezdic. V nocojšnjim Zeitgeistu govorimo z Albertom Toscanom, profesorjem na University of London, in Ervinom Hladnikom Milharčičem, novinarjem. Grillotov program spominja na podobne programe strank, kot sta stranka Gerta Wildersa na Nizozemskem in stranka UKIP Nigela Farage v Veliki Britaniji, vendar pa so te stranke splošno dojete kot desno usmerjene. Kljub temu pa ima tudi Grillo nekaj podobnih predlogov, recimo ukinitev sindikatov. Poslušamo, kako politično situacijo analizira Nigel Farage iz UKIP-a britanske stranke.
Well, I think, you know, the first thing we can do is to say, please stop wasting £50 million a day that we give to the European Union, £25 million a day we're giving away in foreign aid. That would be a very good start, at least, to sorting out our finances. And what the British economy needs more than anything, it needs growth. And in a town like this, with lots and lots of sole traders and small businesses, they need an easing of the restrictions because they're very worried about taking on new staff. The employment laws are stopping youngsters from getting a chance to get, you know, a proper job and a proper start in life. So we can help businesses to help ordinary people, and that will at least help to stimulate some growth.
Pa so taki kalibri, kot je Nigel Farage, res prihodnost za sodobne evropske stranke? To smo vprašali Alberta Toscana.
I think the political differences do matter. They matter more perhaps for thinking through what will be, you know, coming developments in those countries rather than necessarily thinking through through the movements themselves. I mean, I think you know, UKIP is really just, I think UKIP can be, because it's been around for some time now, even though the style has perhaps changed, it is really just a sort of oppositional movement more or less within the Tory party. So, and this is made very obvious by the fact that they do very well a European election when they don't do that well a local election. So the same voters will vote for David Cameron here and for Nigel Farage when it comes to the European Union because of this entrenched, for want of a better term, anti-European position that a lot of members of the British Conservatives have. And in the case of Wilders, I do think the racism is the fundamental element of racism and the anti-immigrant policies. In that case, you could possibly, though again it's a very different formation with a very different history, make a stronger link between Wilders and another phenomenon which is now, if not in crisis, at least in a moment of decline in Italy, which is the Northern League, which of course came to the fore, you know, throughout the 90s, very much with a kind of anti immigration rhetoric. So I don't think that we can really view this question of you know, a kind of generic you know, anti-political populism in Europe as the main trend. Though I think it's clearly a symptom of the way in which the ongoing financial and sovereign debt crisis has intensified, has exacerbated a number of problems and impasses of the whole system of political representation. Most evidently, I suppose, is of course the protracted protracted crisis of any parties that present themselves as in some sense in the tradition of social democracy, who then in fact reveal themselves to be, you know, social liberals at best and, you know, effective neoliberals at worst and often so.
Against your heart, I feel the words, the tender...
No, zdaj pa za ilustracijo tega, kar trenutno cveti v Evropski uniji, poslušajmo še nekaj ksenofobnega grmenja iz ust Nigela Faragea, ki ga je izval očitek o tem, da je njegova stranka tako imenovan One Issue Party.
Well, look at what we campaigned on. You know, we campaigned, yes, of course, on not being part of political union with Europe, but the big issue here in Eastleigh was jobs and growth and the effect that uncontrolled open-door immigration to Eastern Europe is having on the lives of ordinary families. And the thought that from January next year we're going to open the doors to Romania and Bulgaria, open access to another 29 million people, makes people say, enough's enough. That's hardly a single-issue party. You know, when we opened the doors to Poland and the others in 2004, the government said up to 15,000 a year would come into this country. There are more than that in Southampton alone. young people, school leavers, looking to get jobs, find there is a massive oversupply of labour in the marketplace. It's making things difficult for them. And there is in Eastleigh an absolutely chronic undersupply of social housing. So these things are impacting on ordinary families. And I just don't think that our wealthy Westminster political class really understand these things.
Je pa zdaj, če se vrnemo nazaj k Grilu, sem deležen tudi številnih kritik iz Levice, kjer ne bi vsaj nominalno pripadal. Številni mu tako recimo očitajo, da je njegova pozicija, ko s tem populizmom pridobiva volivce, v bistvu ena zavora nekim resničnim spremembam, saj s svojim programom, ki je v bistvu mešanica takih ali ne, kjer so uporabne za kadarkoli in karkoli, da s tem v bistvu samo zavira neke resnične spremembe in kanalizira to energijo ali pa jezo, ki jo povzročajo varčevalni ukrepi in ostali ukrepi, ki jih trenutno izvajajo evropske države. Tudi o tem smo vprašali Alberta Toscana.
Grillo not just as a symptom, let's say, of the absence of healthy left-wing movement of contestation and opposition, but they actually see the rise of the Movimento Cinque Stelle, which we must remember, has been around, at least in some forms before being officially founded since at least 2007 or so. They've viewed it in many ways as a something that's prevented, that's in a sense drawn to itself the popular oppositional energies that in Spain, or indeed in much more dramatic circumstances in Greece, have witnessed a phenomenon of mass or popular non-party politics, at least in part non-party in Greece, of course, Syriza is a crucial figure. Those movements, which are new, in many ways, new movements, mass movements outside of, at least initially outside of the political sphere, are very different than the Grillo movement. So Grillo fills squares, but he doesn't fill squares in the same way that, the Plaza del Sol was filled, or indeed in the same way as I think people have been filling the streets and protesting in Slovenia recently and in other countries as well. So I think it's important to at least consider the possibility that this particular form of politics that Grillo has proposed, on the one hand, is aimed against the party system and is very spectacularly contributing to its crisis with results that are still relatively unforeseeable, at least in Italy. But on the other hand, that if we think of it, let's say from below, in terms of mass collective popular movements against austerity, for further democratization, and so on, it's not at all, I at least wouldn't think it's at all a positive, so to speak, phenomenon, because it has functioned to limit the forms of, popular action to, on the one hand, these mass rallies where, Grillo's rants are the main focus, which look a bit like public concerts, or, sort of public comedian stand-up shows. And on the other hand, this, I think, quite fetishistic, view of the internet. It's quite funny because, infamously, Grillo used to break computers on stage, at least as far as 2000, because he thought that, the internet was a pointless way of communicating and took people away from real life and so on.
No, kljub nekdanjemu odporu do interneta, pa ga je sedaj Grillo očitno kar posvojil in je v njegovi kampanji tudi prevzel pomembno vlogo. Kako zelo pomembno vlogo bomo slišali, saj ga Grillo časti po božje.
My message to professional politicians is, citizens, thanks to the net, remember. TV has no memory, but people have. We do remember who you are. You can't go on pretending that everything is all right. Don't think about taking a holiday on a Caribbean island. Before you go, return the money which you've stolen with interest, and you'll be judged by a jury of citizens with no criminal records, and they'll tell you what kind of sentence you'll receive.
Che lavori socialmente utili andrete a fare. My life is
yours. And now... Italijanska politika je tudi sicer precej močno navezana na medije. Če ne drugega, je bila Grillova zmaga ali pa uspeh revolucionarna saj glede tega, da je internet premagal Berlusconijevo TV trdnavo. Grillo se recimo med predvolilno kampanjo ni pojavljal na televiziji, dal je, mislim, samo nekaj izjav za neke evropske medije, tako da smo tudi v medijih in njihovi vlogi v italijanski politiki povprašali Alberta Toscana.
The whole phenomenon of the show is a very strangely, again, strangely fetishistic relationship that Italian popular and political culture has had to media. You know, much, you know, some way, I mean, though not as negative perhaps, in some way it's the, you know, the sequel or the consequence of the way in which, you know, television played such a extremely crucial role in the whole rise of Berlusconi. And, you know, Italians' relationship to television has a level of kind of extreme attachment, which is at times rather staggering. And I think the way that Grillo's been discussing the, you know, so it's, in a sense, it's like the internet against the television and, you know, the internet against the piracy and so on. And this kind of fetishism of social media, I think, just shows also a real social and kind of political immaturity in thinking about the fact that there isn't any direct, you know, democratic character to the internet, just as it's not, you know, necessarily or a priori authoritarian. So it's become, that's in a sense what I mean by the fetishism, the idea that the ways of deciding are the end, the content, and therefore, you know, political program, and certainly a political program of social justice against the crisis is to my mind absent. And now
because... No, za konec smo Ervina Hladnika Milharčiča vprašali še, kaj si v kontekstu slovenskih protestov lahko naučimo iz izkušnje Beppeja Grilla. Je to mogoče največ, kar si lahko obetamo od tega vrenja, ki trenutno poteka v Sloveniji?
Ne, jaz mislim, da od protestov si lahko obetamo marsikaj. Vse, kako rekel, italijanska opozicija tradicionalne politike ni samo Beppe Grillo, je še marsikaj drugega. Ne? Ampak jaz mislim, to, kar je skupnega Italije in Slovenije v tem trenutku in kar se meni zdi, da je trend, ki ga je zaznat v kar nekih evropskih državah, ne, od Bolgarije do Velike Britanije, če hočete, ne, je globoko nezaupanje ljudi do tradicionalne politike. Ne. In jaz mislim, da je to predvsem jasno, da v krizi je tradicionalna politika, jaz ne vem, če je to njen konec, ne, ampak vsekakor na drugi strani mora nastati alternativa tradicionalni politiki. Ne? Skratka, ta mehanična reprezentativna demokracija je zašla v krizo, ne? In na drugi strani nastajajo ideje o tem, kaj jo lahko nadomesti kot razumna formula za upravljanje družbe.
No tako, nocojšnji Zeitgeist je zaključen. Ob tehnični pomoči Jova sem ga pripravil Jaša.
In ko pridem jaz nazaj, je pa te samo stan, ima tiste dolge hodnike, ne. Tam dol so vrata, pa tre vrata, ne. In jaz pridem tam, pa prema vrata, pa ne. pa tam dolje zagledam Madonna in ošlo.
Res.
Je bil pa lep, mlad in tudi siv, ne ta nemški občaj, črni pa to ne, prav tista prava volka, ne, krasen.
Radijske zgodbe o ljudih, ki ustvarjajo duh časa, na Radiu Študent.